I'm sitting in Rococo Chocolates on Mockham Street. Now, this has to be one of my absolute favourite places in the whole world to stop in at whenever I'm in Knightsbridge. But you've actually got a couple of other shops as well, because I'm sitting here with Laurent. Laurent is the head chocolatier here, and he has just won the tell me more about what the prize the award that you've just won.
Yes, two weeks ago I won the chocolate award of the best chocolatier of the year 2011, which was a very big surprise for me.
There were 200 people who entered that competition, and I've just sat here eating chocolates with Laurent, and there's a menu because I've just been tasting the summer collection. Laurent, just run me through these four chocolates here that you've got, because they are absolutely exquisite. Tell me about them.
So here, yeah, for our summer collection, we have four recipes. We have a chocolate with cardamom, saffron, pistachio, on white chocolate ganache coated with dark chocolate.
That's absolutely beautiful. It's got these beautiful lime green and gold swirls over this sort of dark chocolate swirl. It's a work of art in its own right. And what's next? What's this one? This has got some almonds, crunchy almonds over the top of an apricot passion fruit, did you say, in there?
Yeah, so the second one, which has a more kind of a bulky look, it's a marzipan with dry apricot turned into a thick paste and topped with a second layer of milk ganache with apricot puree, a tiny bit of passion fruit to lift up the flavor of the apricot.
Can I try this one?
Yes, of course, Vanessa. I will just cut in half for you. On top of this, we have some caramelized almonds and a bit of freeze-dried apricots.
Freeze-dried apricots in here. Now, I love milk chocolate, but this is just exquisite. I can see the passion fruit underneath and the apricot. Hang on. Oh. Mmm. You know, it's a tough job having to taste chocolate for a living, but... Oh, the crunch. It's soft, it's fruity. It's got that lovely sort of... I can taste the apricot coming over and the passion fruit. It's absolutely fantastic. That's wonderful. It's got a crunch as well to it. It's not just soft. It's just summer. Summer in a mouthful. What's next? What's this beautiful one here is dark chocolate with a sort of gloss over the top.
So you know, the third one is a plain dark ganache with Ceylon tea and bergamot.
Laurent's just cutting me a little piece here. Laurent, tell me, what did you want to do when you were growing up, when you were a little boy? What did you want to do?
To be very honest with you, I wanted to be a mechanic when I was young.
A mechanic? Actually, you could be a mechanic, because I'm looking downstairs into the developmental chocolate, and there are actually quite a few machines down there. Do you fix them yourself when they go wrong?
I wish I could.
Let's have a taste of this chocolate here. Now, I've known Laurent for, you've been here about 3 years, and I've known you. I think I came on your first sort of couple of weeks that you were here, and you were teaching my children.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, been with Rococo for 3 years, and we did develop with Chantal our menu, all Rococo collection that we also call our couture range, with about 40 wonderful recipes.
This is absolutely divine. The bergamot is just coming through. It's just Now this collection, this summer collection, is available until September. Now I've got a present for you, Laurent. I have made you from, now I'm going to say, Rococo Chocolate supplied all my chocolate for my book Prepped. Chantal is one of the most fantastic people I've ever met in the industry. And Laurent is, he's a magician. He's an alchemist who does the nicest chocolate on the planet. And I've been really, really honoured for you guys to supply my chocolate for Prepped. I can't tell you. Thank you enough. So, this is for my first chapter. This is my elderflower and rose syrup. So I've made you a bottle as a thank you very much for supplying me all the chocolate. And I hope, what do you think, do you want to use it? Hang on, I'll open it and have a smell. It's all very nerve-wracking giving the country's leading chocolatier some of my syrup. What do you think?
Yeah, sorry, it has a very nice flavour of elderflower. I will possibly try to make up something with it.
It's very good with a glass with champagne or as a cocktail if you don't fancy making chocolates. Laurent, thank you very, very much. And I feel very honoured to have spent the morning tasting chocolates with you.
A great pleasure as well, Vanessa. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
Merci.